And the faucets busted. Everything was. Now, that's how cold it was. Now, we don't, as a general rule, Tennessee doesn't get that cold. That just happened to be an unusual cold winter.
It has to be pretty cold.
Oh, boy, yes. It had to be cold for all that to do. You know, for a hot water tank to get cold enough after we'd cooked supper and the water was hot, it had to be awfully cold for that water to freeze in that hot water tank enough to bust the seam all the way down it.
Yeah, it sure would.
And that water was running out. It was when I begun firing the stove and it begun just, you know, kind of warmed up enough that it begun coming out. But I had no way of doing it. I was trying to catch it, and the way it was, legs and everything, it's hard to get something there to catch it. It just ran out in the house. And I had to sweep. I think it's 10 gallons I had to sweep out.
What did molasses used to come in? Or lard? What did lard used to come in?
Oh, well, when my mother was keeping store, they came in kegs.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to weigh it, you know, measure it out or weigh it, you know, dip it out and measure it or weigh it.
You talking about the
lard, meal, flour, nails, anything nearly. Mm-hmm. Nearly all those, everything nearly. And it was a job then, the clerking, wasn't it?
What about say 50 pounds of lard? What might that come
in a lard stand? That was a, you know, that was later. They came later. That lard came in kegs long years before that.
Yeah. Say if you were. What would you use to get your horses to go faster if you were riding in a buggy? You might hit them with a...
Well, we had a long, slender, what you call a buggy whip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was a round thing here and you buggered, you could stand it down in.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have to whip them. We just used the reins.
Mm-hmm.
Our horses were trained. You didn't have to whip our horses.
What about mules or oxen? Did you
whip
on them?
I guess they used the whip on the oxen probably. When they were hauling logs, I think they did.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had but two mules. We had one that the boys couldn't ride. He would buck every boy off that got on him. And my sister Kenita could ride him anywhere. He never tried to buck with her. They'd hold him till she'd get on.
Mm-hmm.
She was afraid of him whenever she was on the ground, but they'd hold him for her to get on him. And he'd just go right on trotting on. I rode old Diner. Now this wasn't Diner, this is old Toby, but I rode old Diner. One day I was behind my brother Clarence and riding along. He loped, trotted. No, he was trotting hard like this. That's what he's doing. And I was supposed to stay with him, go up when he went up and down when he went down. But I got out of, somehow or another, I miscounted some way or another. I got to, when he'd go up, I'd go down. When he went down, I'd go up. So he went down one time, and I went up, and he ran out from under me. I had a hard sit-down out there on a hard road. And my brother was going, we were going so fast, that he didn't miss me at first, and he missed me, and he came back after me, and it knocked the breath out of me. And he reached down, picked me up, and set me back up there. We came on home.
Say if you bought some apples at the store, the grocer would put them in a...
In a sack.
Uh-huh.
Paper sack.
What?
In a paper sack.
Okay.